Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Do you wear long johns as well?
No.
Save for the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
which is now.
Hi,
I'm Stephen Tries.
You won't.
And welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 40. This week I'm joined by David Rees.
Only me?
Yes.
I stole that.
I love that from you. What?
Oh. Well, unknowingly.
Thieves.
Yeah.
Shame me. I'd never do that.
He did.
I just did. I just did.
That was you the cooking clock.
Oh man!
I'm also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
And Tom the Loonster Looney.
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 What are you laughing at?
Just the chant.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of obvious when I laughed when the chant happened.
Sorry, then
fucking
just,
idiot.
We're all too hell. Warm and he's wearing a vest.
Jesus.
That's Looney.
Yeah.
But the original three are back.
Yes,
right.
Baby.
Woo! Let's start with Tom.
Yeah.
Big few weeks in Tom's life. Talk us through what's been going on.
Oh, so much, Stephen.
What a vest.
Put it on.
But yes.
10:31. Ripe old age.
Yeah.
Passed me driving test. Same day.
First day.
You owe me a tenner.
Yeah, no, the same day.
Oh, right. I mean, first time, was it?
Yeah, first time.
Fair play to
I don't know how.
Bit
honestly,
on
I don't know how.
Isn't it first time?
Yeah. I've done my 16th. Nah, wasn't that bad. No. 10 off.
26. I'm struggling, man.
And counting, baby.
I just need some calms. But well done.
Thanks, Dave.
Took that away from you there.
Shut up, Tom. Right with you.
I don't know how I passed. It was the worst drive I've done in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because like, it's the test, isn't it?
Everything.
Yeah. So yeah. I think I was. I must have been very safe, which is why I passed. Mm. I didn't do anything that was
outrageous.
Outrageous in terms of a safety thing, but my clutch was all over the place.
What was your manoeuvre?
I did bay parking.
Nice.
And pull up safely on the side, on the left.
Nice, fair play.
Yeah,
didn't have to do an emergency
touch
stop.
The curb a little bit.
You could just let him know it's there.
Yeah. Give him a little kiss.
Yeah. You know?
And I said, I'll fix this. And he said, don't worry about it. Off you go.
I did that on a dual carriageway coming on. I was looking that way and realised I was still going.
Oh, no.
Got away with it.
Ryan was saying the second time he passed, the second time he took his test, he failed, but he'd managed to wrong most of the rights and it was going really well. And I think he'd come off a roundabout and someone caught his eye. So we just looked behind to see what had happened. And then the thing, he slammed on the brakes and he was going right for a zebra crossing.
Oh, bless him.
Someone walking across.
Sad that. Sad.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Fair play, son.
Oh, yeah, maybe kill Ryan. Tom.
Yeah.
It was your birthday. And as so, me, Cam and Ryan went out. Cam was very drunk. He started on the lift in your building. Me and Ryan were just looking at each other thinking, oh, God. We're getting a taxi home. We're all in the same taxi. It was going to go mine, then Ryan, then Cam's. And stop at mine. Cam goes, oh, I need to be sick. He gets out and starts being sick. Oh, 20 seconds later, Ryan's like, so take it you're not coming with me, Cam. And drives off in the taxi. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for leaving him. About 2 minutes later, can I just stay on your couch with a sick bucket? I went, not a chance, Cameron. I had a text from Zoe saying, make sure like you don't wake me up when you get in. I thought, I can't bring him in.
No.
Going like, yeah.
Every mirror he walks past.
We throws.
I ordered him a taxi, it was to the wrong place, and I eventually got it right.
Turns out Ryan's still in it.
He won't let me out.
But you know, I haven't paid Ryan for that taxi because you know, doesn't deserve it.
No, that's fair. Sometimes people need to pay for their own taxis.
Exactly. Yeah. Scumbag. Really.
Ancient Chinese proverb. Sometimes man needs to pay for his own taxis.
This is it.
Found that in a Chinese cracker.
Yeah, you shouldn't call them that. Oh, yeah. So, Dave, you've moved into a new place.
What's this doing? Sheer fortune, isn't it?
How's that going?
Yeah, all right, to be fair. Not too bad, not too shabby. He's got cats. My flatmate, he's got cats.
How does that sit with you?
Do you know what? I'm not a cat person at all.
I don't know. Tom is, but I don't know many of them.
No, I don't really, but...
I do prefer dogs, just put it out there. I have a cat and I like him.
I'm kind of iguana boy.
But we got this kitten. We got this kitten as well. Yeah. And his name's Benji. And to be fair, I like him.
Yeah.
Don't like the other one as much. But I like Benji.
Like the cut of Benji's jib.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You know, he wanders around. He's like, oh, I'm going to bite this. What's this? I'm going to climb up this thing.
Tell us what it is, Dave.
Yeah. No, he likes to bite my toes. He likes to bite biscuits. I had a similar sort of incident. Went out with a load of work friends.
With a person?
She was nibbling my cat's toes.
Yeah, went out the other night. With a load of my work friends.
Oh, yes.
So, why not? TGI staff too.
Got absolutely smashed and took everyone back to mine. And when I say everyone, there was about 12 of us.
Oh, my God.
And my flatmate had work the next day
at
early in the morning. So I brought everyone round and we have to do like this because I forgot my keys. You have to do like this face thing when you're like trying to get in. And I was like, everyone hide up the wall so he don't see you. So he don't know everyone's coming round. Like obviously he's going to know as soon as we get up there.
Yeah.
Get up there, everyone comes in. He is not happy.
Dave, you did sort of get it. Everyone was coming back.
Yeah.
Why did you do
I've
that,
only lived
Dave?
There a week. I thought I was getting kicked out.
It's I got nearly not kicked out. I just got threatened.
Yeah.
With a knife. Within the first week.
Really?
What? Just noise complaints, man.
Yeah.
Leave a knife on the edge.
It's just a bit of fun, you know? Yeah, you weren't very happy with me at all.
To say, you know, fucking cats, man.
Are you surprised? Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. I was so sorry. I just had a little bit too much and everyone come round.
That's it.
I was doing sound tests to see if he could hear me. I was going, Stephen! And I was like, he can still hear you. I was like, yeah, I know, because he's just texting
me. It sounds like everyone else was just normal. And it was just you.
Is that a sumo match? it was fun for me.
Yeah.
Terrible for him.
Not surprised.
No.
Shame. Max, what have you been up to?
Love this bit.
Great question, Stephen.
Yeah, man. I don't know how I think of it. There's a thing where, you know, often women say they got the ick from something.
Mm.
You know, maybe it's the way you speak. I gave Zoe the ick with my new petrol head character.
Oh, nice.
So I've put, because we're in the Lake District, the Wi-Fi wasn't great, so just watching TV and Top Gear came on. So I was stood there and I was doing this very gummy smile and just bobbing my head to Top Gear. It's like a... Top Gear. Doing that for ages and she found it hideous.
I understand.
Yeah. You just faced the other way for the whole evening. Yeah.
She did that anyway, didn't she?
Yeah.
Steven's the real character. I'm only myself when petrol head comes desperately trying to reset the router.
I distracted Ryan on his tail. Nyom. We're gonna go.
Nice motor.
Stood there with an erection.
Slow down.
I got interviewed by Indie 100, which is some sort of magazine, I think. Maybe online. Oh. It was to promote the Netflix stuff. I was told to, you know, push the production company, which were really good. However, I mentioned them once, and I mentioned Max and the Padlock Boy, who the guy with Max when I first met him, the same amount of time, so I did a terrible job of that. really, really terrible job by me.
But getting some great press, Padlock.
Yeah, 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 it really is.
You still in touch?
No.
You're still chained to my radio.
I could just imagine the magazine coming out and you at the front with all the chains around you.
I don't want to be Padlock Boy. I threw a tinfoil ball at him.
Oh, did you?
Bit of bully, really.
We had a great conversation about that, to be fair. Did he ever throw tinfoil
at
you?
Seminar. Lastly,
fucking Padlock.
I also like you haven't mentioned the name of the production company then.
I did After Party, I think I said
I don't think so.
Not Dave's After Party.
Awful.
Getting shouted at.
So I was crossing the road, walking home. Thank you, guys. And Ryan slammed on for some reason. And this Lamborghini was really far away. But he just started speeding up dead fast.
Oh, why?
And I just slowed down and stared at it, and it slowed right down. And I thought, you have so much power, Stephen. I felt like Matilda. And it occurred to me,
size of your balls. Yeah,
they just don't want to drive their, you know, £200,000 car into my fat arse and dent it. But you know,
you wouldn't move.
I was in Chalet, Britain for a while. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever have a you know, that'll show them moment? Yeah, do you ever think? Well, could you answer it, Dave? Yes, I do. Thank you.
That's me, Dan.
That's my show.
Yes. No. When was mine?
I was having that in my lessons when, because I was quite relaxed, but. You know, people would still be a bit funny, even when I'm clearly, you know, having lessons. People beeping me, swearing at me, rolling the window down. I don't know if it was kind of
about that.
Cheat 'em ill, but yeah, I just used to slow right down. Yeah. And then my instructor would tell me off.
To be fair, when I get beeped at, when someone's like fuming at me, I blow them a kiss. Yeah. No, that frustrates them more, and I'll start laughing at it. I'll go, hey,
God, you that feel? Really would. Yeah, I'm imagining it.
The fuck's he laughing at?
Until they lick the lips back at you.
Oh, fuck. Following me, man.
No. Shitting yourself. Oh, my God.
You don't drive the school buses anymore.
No.
It's time for our first ad read of the day.
Hey! Yes, right. Ad read, ad read.
It's Air Up, baby. Hey! The only way is
Up.
Air
baby.
Up. Air up. Yeah. How did you pronounce like? Hey, lads.
Whoa.
Water is ruddy essential. However, for some people out there, drinking it can be a little bit of a chore. Not this fella. In school, I used to go the whole day without drinking. True story. I used to pride myself on not drinking the whole day.
Don't mess with Stephen.
Yeah, just goes into an AA, 264 days of not drinking water.
Well, I've just got the thing to make sure your wee runs clear all day, every day. Genuinely, when you know, I have a wee and it looks like apple juice, I think, oh, God, Stephen, you fucking mule. They didn't write that. We've had Air Up on the podcast before. Who remembers that?
Me. I do. Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, great podcast.
I was there.
For those who are hearing about it for the first time, get this. They've revolutionised the way we drink water. You still have to use your mouth.
Damn it.
But the taste has changed. Their aroma pods give your water the taste of coffee, cherry and more. Say Cheerio or Cheerio. It's a plain taste in water. There's no sugar, chemicals or rubbish here. You'll be healthy and hydrated. And hey, I'll drink to that.
Whee!
I wrote that. Flavoured water is better than non-flavoured water, IMO, in my opinion.
Couldn't agree more.
Let's put that to the test, y'all. Max, could you please put the bandana on behind you?
Yes.
Okay, Max. This
is coming over to you.
All right, go on. It's pulled up already. Don't tip it. What flavour are you getting?
Fruity.
It's not fruit tea.
Oh, I'm getting notes of cola.
Yes! Cola in a bottle, baby.
Ooh. That's incredible.
They've sent me two new flavours, and Max, as our resident water pig, has nailed it.
Well done. Max.
Yeah, boy!
There are three different Christmas bundles available right now, so if you fancy one for yourself or want to get your Christmas presents out of the way, you get the bottle with some extra bits. You can customise it with any colours and, you know, pick your flavours if you want. There should be a code or something that'll be on screen or in the description. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Air Up. Time for the news.
Oh!
Start off with one that isn't as fun. Kyle Rittenhouse. He was the guy who went into a protest with a machine gun, some sort of
AR-15,
assault.
AR-15, I think.
Assault rifle?
Yeah.
15. Yeah, I don't think you should have an age certificate on a rifle. It could be 18 at least.
The ARPG-12 is insanely powerful.
Same sort of purchase of it, you know?
The family gun.
Good for everyone.
What's under your tree this Christmas?
Wow, thanks, Dad. That's everyone.
I only have an ARU. Anyway, this was...
it's got a minion on the side.
So he was anyone who saw the picture of him knows he was guilty as hell. Clearly knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the worst thing was he obviously got not guilty. But when I saw a video of him in court crying, I thought he should have got fucking life for the shit acting he was doing. It was like, do you know when people do that with their eyes to try and squeeze out some sort of moisture? Mm. Clearly hadn't had his air up that day. I just thought, oh, you scumbag. Sorry. You are pathetic. Can't even make yourself cry on cue. You're on the list, mate.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah. Join Santander.
That's the worst punishment.
It really is. And you're on there for life.
He thought we got away lightly. Ah.
He's crying now, he's baby.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
Put me away.
A lot of America is a fucking mess. The UK and America are just a mess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find weird? You know that whole Alec Baldwin situation where he accidentally shot someone on set? They're trying to get rid of fake guns on movie sets, but they're happy with real guns in real
this
life.
This is it, mate.
That's so backwards. That's unbelievable. There you go.
Stupid, aren't they?
True.
Adele's released an album.
Ooh.
And she said to Spotify, hey, get rid of the shuffle button, yeah? I want my album to play through.
Yeah.
Because she sort of crafted it in as a work of art like that.
Yeah.
Now, why does she get that and all the other artists don't? Is Adele the most powerful artist in the UK?
Probably. Yeah. I'd have said so. She's one of the most richest and done well for herself.
Did you see that? Did you see that? She did an audience with.
Yeah.
I think Samuel L. Jackson was there. Just all these celebrities were there.
Big names.
Mm. I don't think any celebrity turned it down pretty much because, Adele.
It's
mad how powerful she is.
And her teacher came. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Geography.
Told her everything she knows, man.
But it was her English teacher, not a music teacher.
What's the deal with that?
Great lyricist as Adele.
Yeah.
Chasing Pavements.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True.
Like me, I'm a driving team.
Yeah. Well. Fire in the rain. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Well, I could buy it.
Yeah. Michael McIntyre was there, which ruined it for me.
Yeah. There you go. Your nan would have loved it.
Yeah. She was busy loving something else.
Probably the album, but not on shuffle.
She was shuffling. She was doing the old five knuckle shuffle.
Doesn't make any sense.
Making me off.
She was a hand in the wall.
That's your nan's hand.
You've only got three fingers, mate. Horrific accident, mate. How would that be better?
I don't know.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Even like buy a chicken or something.
Come to me, crows! Just chuck some bird seeds.
Seed bay.
Guys.
Oh, what?
Tom and Dave, I could see you were livid that Max got all the drinks.
Yeah, it was.
So I've managed to quickly get us another ad read for Beer 52!
Beer 52! Beer 52!
What's the offer? It's a free case of 8 craft beers plus 2 extra beers for £5.95 postage.
I knew it'd be yours.
you're so silly, man. Beer 52 are offering 10 free beers. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the £5.95 postage to claim your free case. What's more, do it before the 17th of December and get 2 extra beers. aka 10. They send experts around the globe to find the best beer available anywhere. Each month, their members receive a new case. A bit like a detective. Members have had beer from more than 40 countries across 5 continents.
That's
and this is from Chicago. Let's have a sip. If dark beer is not your thing, simply choose the light option. As well as all your delicious beer, you'll receive
Ferment magazine and a snack.
Yeah, two delicious snacks.
Two snacks.
Yeah, just like us.
After redeeming your first case, you'll join the monthly beer club for £24 per month. No minimum commitment. Pause or cancel at any time. And that is www.beer52.com/Stephen, STEPHEN. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Max's football round.
Yeah, boy. It's Max's football roundup. Max, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has gone.
Ole, 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 ole. Has been laid off.
Yeah.
Because of bad workmanship.
Who's going to replace him?
Hey!
Nice.
Probably another well-experienced manager.
He wasn't well-experienced. Why did you say another?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yeah, boy. Tom, Twitter is reacting to Kim Kardashian wearing Yeezys while holding Pete Davidson's hand. Tell us more.
Yeezys, is that the one that they're Kanye's shoes? Mm.
Double time. Kim Kardashian's new guy, Pete Davidson, reveals love bite on his neck. What's going on there?
Ooh.
Pete Davidson, who's in?
It's now time for a great segment. If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'll be quite surprised, to be honest.
The real-life Lord of the Flies, the 50-year-old story of a group of teens stranded on an island.
Ooh. Place with an island, I'll go United States.
Yeah, I'm saying Chile, that area, that region.
I'm going to go Chile as well.
So, yeah, around Tonga.
Bollocks.
Six guys, teens, 15-year-old, and around that age. They got on a boat, a rowboat. And they decided to row to Fiji from Tonga.
How far is that?
500 miles.
Gosh.
Do it, lads.
Big belly boys.
They ended up going 100 miles off course. So they almost made it. They went 100 miles off course to an uninhabited island. And ended up being stranded there for 15 months.
TL.
Jesus.
Somebody broke their leg during there by falling off a cliff by accident, obviously. they managed to save him. You would think it would be like Lord of the Flies, where everyone just sort of goes a bit mad, but no.
Everyone
they
was fine.
Fished, they hunted.
Yeah,
you know, they did everything sort of responsibly.
Well, I think you know, people who live in Tonga could be a wild assumption here, but they're probably more accustomed to doing that. Right?
Yeah.
If it was six people from the UK, they'd be like, Wi-Fi.
This was 50
like,
years ago.
I don't like it. Would be incredible.
After 15 months of petrol head.
No cons.
Shagging the sand.
No one getting in my hole. She's mine.
Stephen's gone.
All that remains.
just finally get on the boat. Hey, how many horsepower have we got? Fuck this guy.
But yeah, no, incredible. You know, they reached the
highest... Sure, it's incredible for you, just trying to make it sound better than it is, mate. Just put it out there.
Maybe they read the book, Lord of the Flies, and was like, well, we don't want this to happen again, do
we're
we?
We're speculating, Dave.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe they couldn't read
what I told you about that.
Yeah, just, you know what, big up yourselves, guys. Yeah. Really proud of you.
They obviously survived, then.
No, they all died.
We move on to Reliable Source.
It's
been in a real sticky situation recently. Thankfully, nobody here is on a ban.
No.
Last week, there was some bans. Week before, there was bans. Mm. So it's just a bit tough time. Dave, don't look at it. You stupid slur. Banned. Yeah. 1 week.
Yeah.
This week's source is Squirty Cream.
Squirty.
Cream.
Yeah. Finally, that is how I envisioned it. When that source was written down, I thought, God, what could come from it?
I nearly bottled it, man. I was panicking so much.
Squirty. Dirty.
If you'd said cream, I don't know what I would have done.
Well done, guys. That was top notch.
Woo! Well done. Top notch. Well done.
Fucking pumped.
And only one ban.
Time for a change of tone. It's slagging off a podcast. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Podcast is called What's Upset You Now. Okay.
Probably that name of that fucking podcast.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's upset me. Another podcast overtaking us in the charts. They come along, new and fresh. It's just like Spotify. Twat in a bar. He's got his girlfriend, and then he sees this other person walk in, go, "Ooh, I'll go to her." And he keeps going from her to her to her to her. Fuck you, yeah? We're so loyal over here. We've been with you for years, 2 years, 3 years, possibly four, actually. I can't remember when the first one was.
Incredible.
Anyway, sick of this, yeah.
And these podcasts do better than this one.
Most
surprisingly.
Throw shit at a wall, record it with a microphone, that'll do better than us.
Brand new segment.
It would be. Is it piss or is it shit?
Shit.
There you go.
Cover it. Well, it's good. Warbling.
Exactly.
But our piss will be, clear thanks to Air Up.
Air Up. Air Up.
Guys.
We'll have the beer shits.
What's upset you now? Sounds like a miserable podcast anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. Glass half empty.
That's it, yeah. Ours is half full with flannel pyjamas.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, people go to school and then come back from school having a rough day.
You went to school?
I did, surprisingly, in a farm.
Not surprisingly. Yeah,
no. God, that chicken story in the crow really comes to life now. guys, could you just make this podcast the best one out there, please?
Yeah.
We've done all we can.
It's better than all the other shit. Thanks.
Inconsiderate.
Talking points. Max, do you have these?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
If you could intervene during any historic event changing history, what would it be?
Do you know what? I always think World War II, but if World War II never happened, I'd never be here. So I'm quite
not necessarily, mate.
No, because my granddad was in Scotland, so he had to come all the way down to Maidstone Barracks to fight in World War II. So if he never come down,
he could have wanted to go to Legoland or something.
Probably intervene in someone's lottery win. So I'll take that, thanks.
Nasty.
The
biggest lotto win,
$1.6 billion
in America.
Why don't you do something else where you steal from, someone who's got loads of money, like Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Like, don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Is that intervening in history, just going and stealing from someone?
I'd help Guy Fawkes blow up
the Parliament.
Parliament.
Or keep Oliver Cromwell from staying aboard.
Oliver Cromwell.
I'd go back to Jeff Bezos' garage and just beat him up with a baseball bat and take his idea.
Yeah. Get arrested.
No. All right, I'll just come back. To that.
I need a computer quick.
Before fingerprints.
You fingerprints. Wow.
That's what I go back and do, baby.
I'd do it right this time.
And you never brag about that. I could just never bring it up in conversation. I want fingerprints.
Lucky.
I would go to back to the nativity. Not the nativity, but my one I did in 2002. Shit. Just turn up there. Get to watch some hammy acting for 2 hours. I have really messed up.
Get my line right.
I'm on the side.
I've brought you mold. I've been gold.
Yeah, we've got room. Come in.
Just improv. I love the mattress here. Do you have Wi-Fi? We don't. Let's just put Top Gear on. What would I do? I'd go back to when Jesus was born. And the wise men are there bringing their gifts. I would bring a remote control race car. That beats gold.
A Pornhub premium for you.
I reckon Jesus.
Joseph just swiped that.
Cheers, fellas. Got no chance with her.
Virgin my ass.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to Isaac Newton and throw an apple at his head.
Yeah, that would work.
Thus accomplishing.
Yeah. Like, fuck gravity.
Yeah.
Fair enough, Fuck gravity, man.
Is that what you're saying as you throw it?
Yeah,
Fuck what? Sorry. Gravity.
Eureka. Do you know, I go back to the little fish crawling out the sea and just boot it back in. There you go, easy. Fuck off.
What does that do then?
Travel back.
Stops all this.
Yeah. To a block of cell, just floating around.
Yeah. A fish crawled out the sea.
That's how life on Earth started.
Did it just die then? Land.
Huh?
No, they evolved eventually to kind of come out and survive and little arms and...
Yeah. Bit like tadpoles, I suppose.
Yeah.
How would a fish go from just flapping around and dying?
It's not overnight. You know, we're talking millions of years, aren't we?
Millions of years.
So that means if we start, you know, trying to fly...
Yeah.
If we just keep doing that, we'll fly.
One day.
Yeah, because we're not meant to.
You've got to do sacrifices.
Yeah.
Right, it's your turn.
So we got one guy left.
They're just in a hole on the ground. Right, you.
I'd go back to when Kanye West ruined Taylor Swift's speech.
Yeah.
I'd go up there, and after he does it, I'd just go, not cool.
Yeah.
Not
clap cool. Him. Whee!
And that's the opposite to what I'm saying, Dave.
And you get up on stage.
Yeah. And I just go.
And we can all go back. And then I'll get on stage.
I'm still dressed as a wise man. Yeah. No cool, guys. What's next?
So excited to pick my car up.
Yeah. Oh, you got a car?
Yeah, I'm getting it today. Did I not say?
No.
You said you might be.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it today.
Wow.
What car?
Cleo.
Right.
Her name is Cleo and she...
Yeah.
If your home was on fire and you only had time to grab three things, what would they be?
My new car.
So is it just, you know, everyone's safe?
Yeah, everyone, yeah.
It's not like I'm going to pick up, you know,
you're not picking up your laptop and leaving.
Yeah, I mean, like, does your phone...
Has left ones are burning in the other room.
Does your phone count as one thing?
Yeah, that's one thing, yeah.
Okay.
I assume we're
naked.
Why
wouldn't it be? That's just one thing.
No, like, I assume you just have that on you anyway.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Bold assumptions.
Yeah, I would, because I'm always carrying this.
No, so assume you're completely naked.
Yeah.
So close.
But if you're in bed and it goes off, you don't have your phone, you know, in your waistband, do you?
Constantly.
Or wedged between your bum cheeks.
Yeah.
So I wake up.
I would take my phone.
Peg stopper.
Being one of them, just because it's like, not that I'm like obsessed with my phone, but.
Probably a phone, my headphones, because I'm going to be bored out there for a while, anyway.
You could buy headphones for like £10.
Yeah, but like proper, decent Bose headphones.
Beefy ones.
Yeah. So.
What about your PlayStation, Dave?
Yeah, but then I'd have to grab the TV as well, and that's wasting up two things.
Not necessarily.
Just get the PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation.
PlayStation 5s are hard to come by,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, true.
Is it worth more than the headphones?
It is, actually, yeah. Thinking about it.
My laptop, I'd definitely get that.
Yeah, computer.
Yeah. Oh, hard drives for me. One can burn up, I think.
That's why you set fire to that. Evidence.
I'm just going to stay.
Oh, man, I'm
good. Until the fire started.
Oh, what a shame.
What are these three hard drives you just put out with
Brent's
your...
Oh, no!
It's okay, Max.
No!
Three things. The million plaque would be good.
Yeah.
The others can burn.
I'm sure they'd send you another one.
Nah.
No, fair enough.
Definitely not.
Ooh, I have a memory box. Well, Devon has a memory box.
Yeah.
It's got kind of a lot of
memories.
our stuff
of
in, so I guess I would have to get that.
Pictures were black and white when you took them.
Yeah.
It was carved on a stone.
Yay!
Great minds, aren't you?
Get clear as the name of his horse when it's horse.
It'll be you I'll be booting into the sea.
Yeah.
See what you did there?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Yep, baby.
Probably my computer.
Yeah.
What about your favourite stripy top?
I mean, we can assume he's wearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do what Joe did the other day?
I can't take it off. It's welded.
Stuck into his skin, Yeah, PlayStation, phone and headphones, I reckon.
I'd go computer, phone and million plaque.
Nice.
Yeah.
So?
Computer, phone, memory box.
Memories.
Computer, probably phone. No, definitely computer. Mm. Phone and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
To be fair, I could probably do without my phone, just get a new one.
True.
Through that. It's just the hassle of it. Oh, did I tell you, right?
You didn't.
I went out the other day when my dad was out helping me move in. And I went to the toilet and I come back out. I was like, oh shit, I've lost my phone. So I was panicking, like, ringing up the Uber, ringing up to the other pubs where we've been.
Oh, fucking hell.
And then this bloke was overheard our conversation, come back with my phone covered in piss. I dropped it in the urinal and pissed on it. I didn't even notice. Did not even
notice. How many pubs had you been to that
day? We're about, four or five.
I dropped it in every single one.
Lucky dip. Pissed all on my phone. I was like, for fuck's sake. How do I even, like, how...
You had to soak it in rice and bleach.
Yeah. Oh, it was a relief because of, like, the worry of having to go to Carphone Warehouse and getting a phone.
Yeah.
Because I panic in those sorts of situations.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So poor guys had to fish it out.
Yeah, he did. He came in with covered in a napkin. I was like, nice.
That's
one. Cheers, mate.
Anything, is it?
Bought him a beer, though, as a thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, you saved me a couple of hundred quid there. Well,
here's a one pint.
Yeah. Here's a one pint. You must share it with your friend. Got him two straws, though.
Yeah.
So that's lovely.
Yeah.
I dropped my first phone out on a walk down like near Milton.
Was it attached on a cord?
Hey!
It was a Nokia. Nokia 3410, actually.
Is it a campfire you get to do smoke signals with?
Hey!
It's not even a thing, mate.
It is smoke signals, mate.
Learn your history.
How's that not a thing?
Well, it's not a phone, is it?
I'm going to go back in time and see if it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Change our...
Yes, maybe that started the fire.
Anyway, it was returned to me. I dropped it in some long grass in the middle of nowhere. And somehow it got sent back to me. It was really amazing.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah,
it's cool when that happens.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
It's time for our segment.
Stephen lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
For listeners at home, there is a tube of pate.
Ooh. Mushroom. Not much room on this table.
For the listeners, there's plenty of room on the table.
Dave's making a pun.
Right, okay. Stephen.
Yeah.
Start us off.
I use this as a moisturiser.
Okay. Explain, like, so what's your routine for it? What do you do?
I have a self-tan moisturiser. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Basically, well, it's Zoe's, but I use it more than she does.
Right, okay.
And what she does is she likes to eat in the bedroom. Not my arse. Hey!
What?
Fuck you.
Mama's hungry.
Open wide.
Some people wash the bottom and it's actually, you know, clean, actually, Max.
Yeah, so you... Well,
so basically...
Someone smells good.
What's cooking?
So she likes to eat in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And, and on her bedside table,
yeah,
she often, to my dismay, leaves sauces and stuff like that she's eating for ages, you know, ketchup bottles there. I'm thinking, yeah. I'm in the fridge going, where's the fucking ketchup? And I have to go back to the bedroom, it's there.
Yeah.
Rats. Yeah. A funny story, actually. one time, we were fighting around, and I think Zoe was just lying on the front, not in a sexual way.
Yeah.
And I pulled her pajama pants down and squirted tomato ketchup on her bum, and then ran off. She was livid that she had to do it to me.
So, yeah. Get your own back.
And that's how it started.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Got a taste for it.
So. I was chatting away to Zoe, and there's a big mirror right by the bedside table.
Right.
I picked this up, put a bit on my finger, and then rubbed it in. And then when you feel the graininess of it, that's when I clocked.
Pate.
It's mushroom pate.
Right. Mm. I must say, when you first said it, I thought you actually did just generally on purposely use this as a moisturiser.
No, sir!
But now what you said...
One time.
Okay, then... Tom.
Yep.
Forgot your name for a minute.
this was one of my very few birthday presents this year.
Nice. Okay. Very few.
I got you a present, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I actually forgot about that when I'm thinking. Yeah, because you came around on the Sunday, didn't you?
It's cool, isn't it?
Stephen spoiled me rotten.
Oh, nice.
As he always does.
What did Max get you?
Nothing yet.
What did Dave get you?
Nothing yet.
When I get paid, you're going to get a little gift.
Yeah.
Haven't
you had an advance this month?
Just went right out. I'm like, I am. Oof.
So yeah, who got you this then?
Devin's mum got this for me. Yeah.
Devin's mum bought you some pate for your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Why mushroom pate? Do you like pate?
No, never mentioned it before. No. Never had this before.
Did she just?
And I think you get to a certain age, don't you, where you know you don't kind of it's not obvious what to get you anymore.
Exactly.
So you know someone just buys you mushroom pate. It's a lack of respect. Yeah. I guess.
Do you get on?
We did. Yeah. No. We get on.
You like your food? You like your cooking?
Yeah.
Do you reckon she did just generally see vegan and go, Tom?
I don't know what was going through her head.
Vegan.
Lynn, if you're watching, yeah.
What are you thinking? Never once have you mentioned mushrooms.
No, actually, funny enough, she got me some skincare and this.
Oh, and that as well. Yeah, is mushrooms meant to, is it open at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so it has been used.
I want to mix them up, yeah.
Right, Max.
Hello.
Maximoto.
I spent £10 on an Uber buying this.
You spent ten. Right, okay.
Fuck off.
Fuming. Absolutely fuming.
Right, so what? Why 10?
So I spent tenner on an Uber.
Yeah.
Because around the city centre, mm-hmm. Ubers are freaking horrible.
Yeah.
So we like to go to Iceland. Mm-hmm. So got all this frozen stuff, get it on the till. They scan it. They're like, oh, that's however much that is, like 50 quid.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Don't have the money.
I've got like 10 pence left. Not 10p, about a quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just spent all my money on an Uber.
Right.
So that's all I could get.
I'm completely ruling out.
Yeah.
Have I not told you about the old woman that tripped over in front of me? There was a fucking honest truth. The woman was scanning at Aldi and she's going so fast. She flung that across the room, hit an old woman. She wet herself.
Honest truth.
Honest truth.
Swear on your life.
Maybe.
How could I not
on someone's.
That now?
On someone's.
Right.
Shit herself
okay.
as well, mate.
Definitely wasn't me.
You're telling a lie, Tom, you're telling the truth.
Correct.
Yes! I'll take my detective spectacles back off, you know?
I actually really appreciate the pate, Lynn. Very kind.
I had to open it.
Yeah, no, it's so fine, it's fine.
It was also refrigerated, and you said it was left on the bedside table. It was cold.
In the fridge, the, so.
It's not been in the fridge. It's not been in the fridge.
Could have hit an old woman.
Could have been.
So is that where you kind of like you tell a little bit of truth and a bit of lie?
No.
Did an old woman shit herself in the shop?
No.
That's the bit that nearly got me. Yeah. You know,
I've heard like, stories. Oh. Yeah. No, I've never seen it.
I remember going on holiday once and this kid just shat himself on the floor for no reason.
No reason. I bet he had his reasons. Oh, yeah.
Was it you?
Just pulled his trousers down.
Yeah. Oh.
You want to tell your side of the story? You're listening? Get in touch.
We move on to the viewer's most embarrassing moment. This one's from Toby. He says, I got you, Steve. Cheers, Tobes. When I was about 11, we were selling our house as we were moving to Australia. This was around the time I started to discover more about my body, so I started to have a wank. Unbeknownst to me, my parents were giving a tour of their house at the same time.
No.
While I was having said wank, my parents and the potential house buyers burst into my room and catch me in the act. Just to make things worse, I tried to play it off by pretending to have a seizure, as I'm severely epileptic. No one fell for it, and the couple swiftly left. Oh Toby!
Mate.
You can't be doing that.
To be fair, that is well embarrassing.
It yeah, really is, mate.
Talk, you ever been there, Max?
Have been caught wanking?
Not to Toby's house. No, no.
Me and Toby are friends.
In general. Yeah. Caught wanking now?
Go on, Toby, do it.
Really weird. Yeah.
That's why you want to keep your phone.
I'll do it next.
That's not good, Toby.
Yeah. No, that is horrific, actually.
Yeah.
Imagine Spies if he came... As they walked in,
we can imagine it. We've got that capability.
11-year-old coming. I'm not going to say
funny.
It. I'll be the one to say it.
Oh, I don't want
to
picture that.
Yeah.
Oh. Take that back.
Oh, no. 11 years old.
Jail.
Wow. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you imagined
you
it.
You did. Yeah.
No.
Play back, guys.
it's time for the new segment.
Oh.
It's your funny celebrity stories.
God,
so many of these.
Anything to do with celebrities, I'm all over it.
I love. First up is Matt Worthington.
Nice.
He says, saw Jeremy Clarkson at the airport once, sat on a suitcase and driving it like a car. No lie. I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. I've seen them suitcases around.
Yeah, cool,
I don't know if it was that one, because I think they're meant for kids and wouldn't take his weight.
No, the what bloke from...
It's adult ones, yeah.
Impractical Jokers does it. Drives around.
Yeah.
On one.
Hi, Stephen. I didn't think I would ever meet this person from the podcast, as I live in Ireland, but I did, and it haunted me ever since.
Oh, no.
Last June, I was in Dublin city centre with some mates, and I was walking by the Molly Malone statue. There was a large group of Asian tourists taking photos with a tour guide, quickly trying to move them on. I went over to have a look at what was going on, and lo and behold, I see Max in nothing but a trench coat.
<Fuck's sake.
laughs> and a time cap, furiously masturbating. Both of them... Yeah. Both at the statue and at the tourists. Well, at the same time, repeating the phrase, it's only me. Altogether, a strange day, one I won't be able to forget for a while, no matter how much I try. Sorry about that, Ewan.
You've got to let your hair down and hold it.
When was this?
Last year, mate.
Well, breaking COVID.
Here we go. This is our final one of the week.
Trench.
Just moved to Cardiff for university and was checking out the new clubs in Freshers Week.
Nice.
It was either Live Lounge or Revs. But that's not really important. Don't put it in there then.
Yeah.
Anyway, me and a few mates arrived, and unbeknownst to us, the glorious Hugo from Love Island, in brackets the one with a bad foot, was at the bar trying to order a few drinks. He had racked up £50 or so in an attempt to impress some nearby females. However, embarrassingly, his card got declined. Instead of accepting the fact he wasn't getting his drinks, he began to pretty much tear into the bar staff and claimed it was impossible he couldn't pay, as he had just done a 20k brand deal and he was famous. My short interaction with the self-proclaimed millionaire ended with a couple of bouncers telling him no one cares who he is, and he was promptly shown out the club. I heard he later ended up at the Student Union, in which he was sent straight to the back of the queue after trying to walk his way to the front. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Good. Yeah.
That is, it's tragic.
You like to see it happen to people like him.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a... I remember one time Max marched to the front of 42s and...
got in, didn't you?
Yeah. In my trench coat.
Flat cap as well.
Yeah. Trying to sell him loads of stuff.
Yeah. Or like FAP cap.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. There's plenty more of those. Keep it coming. If any of you have seen Max out and about, please keep us updated.
Oh, Tom. Many of you seen Max capable out doing and about. It. Wanking in public.
Please let
us
know.
Such a Tom thing to do.
So capable.
Speaking of a pile of wank, you know what it be.
Shut up, I'm trying to watch the TV.
Hey guys, welcome to another great episode of Telly Max. Just, you know, today it's all about sort of getting my celeb friends to help me accomplish something that I've always wanted to do.
On topic.
Max, you don't have to thank me. I'm not a friend.
Cut that out. DJ, play that shit.
DJ, pop that party.
Wow, what a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the retirement home are letting me celebrate my buddy's big day.
Hiya!
Hello, little fella. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Wowee, I've got so much planned for you.
So, what have I got?
Oh, you are impatient. Well, here's a little shout-out on BBC News.
Good show.
Let's talk about a very special man, Tom. As you may know, he is celebrating his 100th birthday today.
How about this one? It's your third favourite celeb.
Tom, this is Chris Tarrant wishing you a huge, fantastic, happy 100th birthday.
What did you think about that?
Oh, so bad.
Ungrateful twat. Oh, look who it is. Your second favourite celeb.
Aye.
No, on the TV, you idiot. Let me turn it up.
Tom, I know I speak for the whole country when I say we wish you a very happy 100th birthday.
That was nice.
Yeah, boy. Oh, your present. Look who it is, Tom. Your favourite celeb on Skype.
Tom. It's such a privilege and an honour to be able to interview you.
Hiya!
Oh, bless his little cotton socks. He's so excited. Go on, Piers. Do that impression of him you did the other day.
I'm a vegan. Look at me, I'm all virtuous. Here's my little sausage roll.
Lol, damn straight. Vegans are weird, aren't they?
I mean, they stink.
Yes. Yes, Piers. Any other message for the birthday boy?
Have a Big Mac and stuff your face with large fries.
No, not unless I eat them all first.
Oh, God, no, God.
Where?
Happy birthday, Tom.
Too easy, that. Too easy.
Yeah. Too hard, mate. You look at fucking
that,
Google.
Did you enjoy that,
Tom? Yeah, no, do you know what? Fair enough. That was in the spirit of fun. This is a comedy podcast. I enjoyed that. That's right up there.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Hey, don't touch Tom. We're in a pandemic. Get out. Get out,
oh,
Max.
Oh, God, still?
Ridiculous, mate.
Get out.
You've got to look at the Bugatti Veyron.
Yeah, the sort of type of, you know, with the three-door, like, you know, the wheels.
0 to 60 in no time at all.
Right, and exactly.
The engine on it, you know, it's a beast. It's an absolute beast.
Speaking of beast.
What have we got here?
Excuse me, I wouldn't write that.
Right, okay.
Excuse me. You must be our guest for the podcast.
Very
exciting.
You're right.
Guys. Looking forward to this, you know.
Viewers of and listeners of Let's Talk Talk, T-O-R-Q-U-E.
Oh, wow. What have you got for us, Jim?
Please, that's incredible. Shut up, please. Shut up. Never interrupt me.
Not the host.
We are joined by our esteemed guest. What's your name, sorry?
Hi, I'm Max, as in Max Revs.
Max Revs. Wow. Max, what do you do?
Rev.
What do you drive?
Girls Wild.
I don't drive.
Sorry. Car do you drive?
Don't drive.
No.
Are you 17, 16?
No, I'm...
a virgin.
Ask your dad, mate.
You don't have a driving licence?
No, I don't have one. Don't need one.
Have you been banned?
Nope.
Right. I'm sorry.
And you're how old?
28 years of age.
So I'm trying
Jesus
to...
Jesus 28 Christ. Years
old. So I'm trying to wrap
I'm
my
shook.
Head.
I'm shook.
Shit.
Like, around this whole thing. Like, so you just couldn't be asked to
Well,
drive,
no, do you know what?
Are you blind or something?
No, yes, no, I can see. I can see your fucking ugly mugs.
Yes. That's nasty.
Welcome to Mugging Off Mugs, my new show.
Look here. Is it? What was your name again?
I'm Max.
Lax.
Max.
Tax.
Max Revs, I believe.
Max Revs, yes.
Why don't we teach you how to drive so you're not such a scumbag?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Free car lessons?
No.
No.
I've got to pay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not free.
You think our time is free, do you?
You're getting paid for this shit?
It's not shit, is it? You've come on here and you've embarrassed yourself several times.
No, not at all.
You don't even have a provisional.
You don't even have a provisional?
Have you passed a theory?
No.
Oh, you quibbling wimp.
Not car-based theory.
You quibbling wimp.
Do you know what the sign is there? Circle. This thing in the middle.
Don't knock the microphone. That's like the first thing about podcasts.
Right, I'm sorry. Can you drive?
He's got me there.
Well said, Dave.
Right. Do you even know what horsepower is?
Yes. It's the equivalent power of a horse in a car.
Fuck. Shit. He got lucky. He must have read a book or something.
Second time.
No, a lot about horses. So, I don't ride cars, I ride horses.
Do you?
Thinking about the planet.
Poor horse.
Nice one, Jim. Whoops.
See the long face thing? That was your dad, wasn't it? Riding non-stop, baby.
Nasty.
I'm going to stop the dad stuff.
It's about time.
Yeah.
At least we've broken through with that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, he's learned a lesson.
Yeah. In a way, yeah. He hasn't had a lesson, though, has he?
Yeah. I like that.
Just did the test straight up, baby.
Yeah.
Fail?
Yeah.
You've got more manners than Michael Jackson's basement. That's what I'm saying.
You should learn to drive a tractor. The only thing that
absolutely.
Can take it, you know?
My tractor?
You know, for the support. You know?
The support?
Yeah. You know.
Of what?
What are you saying, Dick?
Don't hold back,
Dick. I thought it was clear.
I was on Twitter from early.
I was just a joke.
I feel.
Did these two do jokes and you just sort of sit there, sort of quietly?
Guys, I passed last week.
Yeah. You what?
These are real men.
Yeah, these are real.
I was where you were last week.
Oh wow! Yeah.
It's a lonely
Not
place to be.
Though he was sat.
I
was
still right. Okay.
He should have heard his voice.
So
to speak. Yeah.
But we knew when he did pass, he would have a few things to say.
God, like a fountain.
We didn't realise a few. Yeah. A few things to say.
But it's definitely been more.
Max, Max, you look like you're so keen on petrol-based fun.
Yeah.
We're going on a Korean special next month.
North or south?
Both.
Oh, wow.
We're going to hit such high speeds, we just go straight through into North Korea.
Straight through to no man.
We're going to build a ramp. Jimmy here is going to work on the ramp.
Yes.
And then Dick is going to fly up in the air and plow into North Korea. Big
Dick. Yep.
My idea is for Jim to hold the ramp.
Wow.
Just like... Jimmy.
I've been doing a lot of Zumba.
So he's holding the ramp up like so.
Yeah.
I come in, full pout.
Oh, come in.
With a Ford Mondeo.
Yep.
And really fly over the top.
Fly over the top.
Generally, I'm the one that holds this all together.
Yeah.
Do that motion again. It's like a Hitler salute.
We don't speak about him. People have mixed views on the guy.
He drove shit cars. That's why we don't like him.
What's the worst accident you've been in?
I shat myself whilst driving down the winding roads in Santorini.
Wow.
I was actually in the passenger seat. My parents were driving me.
Right.
It was my first day of Italian school.
Yes.
And I was so buggered with nerves and espresso that I just shat myself. But thankfully, it was a gorgeous vehicle, and the leather seats just soaked it in. Actually, it prevented it from being soaked. And I could
just absorbed.
Yeah. I could thankfully use my lovely blazer to just push it out the passenger seat.
Is that clean?
You look like a sort of like a rapper from Brooklyn.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I love Brooklyn. We actually drove through there, three of us on mopeds. Unfortunately, Jimmy couldn't drive.
No.
He could drive a motorcycle, but he was just off
two
his face
wheels, though, isn't it?
On cocaine.
Jimmy loves a run. Off his face.
He was in the
I've
side.
Had to depend on that.
He was in the sidecar, shouting expletives through
Brooklyn.
Really?
You were shouting?
Into Harlem.
Well, it was Jim's sidecar. It was full of shit.
Where else is he going to go,
Sloshing around like a... Yeah. Like
no leather.
I made my tiramisu trifle and it runs through me. Like cars run through me.
Love that.
You ever killed somebody in your car?
Absolutely. A terrible producer. We shot him in the face.
We've got a bad producer.
Claimed he was a polar bear.
On the podcast that I do.
What's the podcast you do?
So have you heard of the Stephen Tries podcast?
No, never. When we look at the list, we stop around 180th.
Yeah.
Oh really? Oh wow.
Don't go below.
I'll just go a few more. Tell us about it. It's comedy, innit? We got like a sort of creepy lanky one.
Nice.
Yeah, really fucking weird.
He sounds great.
Fucking shit, man. This banner is weird.
If you could compare him to a car, what car would he be?
Golf
Mondeo.
Golf.
Did you say you're on this podcast?
What car are you? I'm probably like a Lamborghini.
I see.
Lamborghini.
I'm not sure about that.
I look at you and I don't think two passenger seats. I think more of a Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper.
Do you know what I'm thinking? A
white transit van.
Mystery Machine.
From Scooby Doo.
Yes.
Ford transit van.
What's your favourite fictional car?
Fictional car.
Fuck. Do you know questions on the podcast today.
I personally would yank my chain over that car with number 69 on it. You know, that drives around in the white.
We did that for an episode.
It didn't get aired.
It didn't. BBC Three are frigid as fuck.
Or Chitty Chitty Bang Bang,
That's a good one.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, all the way.
Herbie.
That's the white one I was on about.
Well, that would be fully loaded when you're around.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
What? Petrol, diesel.
Yeah.
Whatever she takes.
Yeah,
baby.
Probably petrol.
Yeah. Herbie's quite a male name.
It's likely.
Petrol and magic, I assume.
I've always liked that taxi from Roger Rabbit as well. That was always,
Jessica Rabbit got to sniff those seats. Don't mistake it with my car.
Too right, Jim.
Smell of shit.
What's that, Max?
What's your favourite fictional car?
favourite fictional car.
Your car. You don't have one.
Or Brum.
Yes, Brum. Yeah.
Or Brum. Yeah.
Terrific
Brum.
Vehicle.
Yes.
Would you ever ride Brum?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, I think I'm too big.
He is only small. He is
Brum's
only
a novelty
small.
Yeah. Sort of small car, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Left.
Just stay away from Brum.
No, that's bloody good.
Do you guys use your indicators?
No. Have a laugh.
When you reach the levels that we have in the car industry. People should just let you go where you want.
On our number plates, we've got Dick.
They often don't.
Yeah, exactly. But
Dick, Jimmy, Jim.
Yeah.
Dick, Jimmy, Jim.
I don't even use my headlights at night.
It's overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the discreet
look. Just a flashlight.
No, it's a bit rude
stealth
as
mode.
Well, isn't it?
Stealth
yeah.
mode. And if I do have him on, I have him full blast, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See
yeah.
all or
I'm
see
here.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's Dick. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. Exactly. You want to drive and see? Ha ha! Not today.
Something I love to do is just hold down the horn the whole way.
Yes, have you got a novelty horn?
Yeah.
No. Oh, so it's just a...
No, I just blaring hold it down.
It's yeah. very unsettling.
It's something like this.
Is it your voice?
No, it's just an impression.
Oh, well.
Mine's a bit more...
I can see how that would be annoying.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. God, shoot me now.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
What's yours? Is yours just silent?
Well, as we know, I don't have a car yet.
You don't even have a car yet?
Something for me to look forward to.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. We sometimes rent ours out to him, only when we're feeling nice.
Really kill that conversation, Dave.
Who's Dave?
Dick!
Never call this man Dave. The channel we were fired from, fuck off.
Yeah. Was it Dave?
Fuck off.
Yes, it was on Dave.
No.
And then we got...
Sorry, you haven't fucked off.
Sorry, I was just drinking this lovely air up.
That's not yours to drink. Right. Put it down. That's our producer, Collins.
Oh.
Oh, God. He's certainly not God. He's got a God complex.
Oh, hello, Max.
Sorry, hey, guys. What have you been up to?
Just doing the podcast, mate.
Having fun?
Just doing it really well.
Oh, yeah, good.
Really
good.
Well.
Yeah.
Solid 2 minutes of material.
Yeah.
Started to edit it out.
Yeah.
Myself back in.
Exhausted now.
Really? You're tired?
Exhausted. Yeah. What?
Oh.
Tired.
What?
I.
When you're tired. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
we move on to Dave's Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. Gonna get those days raised.
He's angry.
Well, I am today. This week, yeah, I've had a while to prepare for this one.
Yep.
And did I? Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'm as surprised as you are. The first one is waking up to your hands all numb.
What?
Does that ever happen to you?
No.
Yeah.
Like where I sleep, like,
hands specifically. I mean, anything you've been lay on would be numb.
Yeah.
So
wake up and then like my hands all.
Why do you sleep like that?
I don't know.
It's my sleeping claw.
My sleeping hand.
You're wanking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you like the three finger thing,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I keep it tight. Always hate waking up with my hand all numb because then you've just got to.
Don't sleep on it, Dave.
Yeah.
Imagine if a burglar came in.
I have slept on my arm before by mistake.
Hey,
yeah.
That fear of, oh shit, I've lost my keys. Then to find out it's in a different pocket.
Yeah.
That's always a
fear
worry.
Of losing. Yeah, was losing keys. General,
the other day, I spent about 20 seconds looking at my phone. It's only in my left hand.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, big time.
No, that's mad.
Clip that up.
Another one I hate is trying to piss straight, but your knob has other ideas.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, bro.
You know,
the fucking sprinkler.
Yeah. Now you've got to fucking clean the wall, and all you wanted to do is have a piss.
What used to really anger me was when I would have grey joggers on, fresh out the wash, put them on, go for a wee. Oh, God. Look at the state of this.
Yeah. That's me just covered in piss for the day. I ain't changing.
I take off.
No, do you?
Yeah.
Get the hairdryer on it.
Yeah.
Pass it down to me a lot of the time.
Well, yeah,
sometimes
do you know
I
what?
Get bold.
It's safer.
Yeah.
Safer.
I don't.
For everyone involved.
I just don't wee.
Yeah.
Build it all up.
Yeah.
The thought of losing David Attenborough.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Everyone dies. Yeah.
Someone else will step up.
True, but no one with a cool voice.
They will. Of course they will.
People got a cool voice.
There's people with better voices out there.
Maybe. Yeah.
The ape is in the enclosure.
There we go. It's done. Sorted.
He's got the job.
We've got it.
Can you do any other impressions? Oh, that's good.
Fair play, mate.
Charlie Chaplin.
Fair play. That's
like my character from before.
And last but not least, walking behind someone who don't know how to walk in a straight line.
What?
Yeah.
So walking behind someone and they don't know how to walk a straight line, so you're trying to overtake them. Yeah, they're walking slow, and then they suddenly drift, and you're like, "Oh, I'll go this way then." And then as they start drifting again, it's just pain in the ass.
What really gets me is when you're in a rush and there's people who take up the whole street, or you're trapped behind them and they're just walking so slow. Yeah.
People that walk slowly in a line.
Yeah.
Like kind of, you know, maybe a family. Yeah. You know, just kind of.
What sort of line are we talking? Like conga line?
Horizontal line, mate. Yeah. Good question.
Conga line.
Yeah. Do you ever walk with people that are just like walk too close to you, generally?
Yeah.
So, like people you know, friends.
Ryan. Ryan does that.
People that are just a bit too close.
Cameron. Cameron said he does that.
Yeah. Gets in your personal space.
It's like, come on, just give us a yard.
Another one's forgetting to dribble.
Forgetting to dribble? Or let it out at the end?
Yeah. Right. Oh, you're talking about basketball.
Hey! Love that. Yeah. Who's your favourite B-ball player at the moment?
Dennis Rodman.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. What about current player?
Didn't he go to North Korea?
Right. He did, yeah.
Best pals with
Kim Jong-un.
Kim, yeah.
So much going on there.
Yeah.
Arab.
Yeah,
Anyway, that was Dice Rice, Dice Rice. You had those Dice Rice.
What's your least favourite thing about cooking?
The timing. Oh, and the cleaning up afterwards.
Cleaning up. Fucking preaching.
God, so annoying that.
It's the only reason I don't like cooking.
Yeah. Have
you got a dishwasher?
Yeah, big time.
Got a couple here. I do. Yeah.
I've got a flatmate.
You know, 3D.
Sounds like he's getting a great deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's got his cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave it at that, mate.
Yeah. Felines.
Yeah.
Felines on a shirt.
They are big cats.
Yeah. So true. A few dogs as well in that team.
Preach it, brother.
A lot of footballers are dogs.
Harry Maguire.
Scumbag. Yeah. He's probably too thick to cheat on. He's
probably Redknapp.
Yeah, Redknapp, yeah.
Jamie or Harry? Both.
Both of them. Yeah.
You see Harry Redknapp. Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp. Harry Redknapp.
Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp. Oh, no.
My new range of delicious snakes. Harry Redknapps.
Each sold separately.
It's always a worrying sign.
Each sold separately. What fucking deal that is?
May include peanut.
May not include peanut.
Peanuts not included.
Peanuts not. Just buy a bag.
Assembly required.
I've always been a bit of a wheeler dealer. Oh, he hates that, doesn't he? Yeah, he's been called a wheeler dealer.
Yeah.
It's time for Tim Looney.
So I was a bit giddy last night. Couple of beers. I didn't have time to do a new one this morning. So UK's favourite sex position.
You're rude.
Yeah, I went there.
Mine's doggy.
No, this is interesting just because I've got a...
Yours is doggy.
Love doggy.
Analysing...
Analysing... Hey!
Analyzing.
Oh, analyzing. Yep.
Google search data.
Oh, Google.
Series one.
Yeah, we're actually.
More testicles.
Yeah.
Hey!
We're actually quite tame, generally.
Boring nation, aren't we?
So I've got the most popular.
Wanking in a sink.
With a flannel.
No.
Oh, sorry. We're going dry dog.
Yeah.
No,
dry
straight
dog
to the sink.
I'll tell you what, actually, right. I'll tell you after, but I've got the list of, by city in the UK, what the favourite sex position is. So should we do all your cities?
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Helens. It's places with over 100,000 people.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, so yeah. A lot of them are cities.
100,000 people. No way. That's fair play.
Let me guess that. It reeks of doggy.
It's missionary.
Oh,
it's missionary.
Oh, is that
Dave, just man on top. Yeah, missionary can go both ways.
Used to be the teenage pregnancy capital. So,
really?
Kids need to learn more moves.
It's all the teachers.
There you go. Missionary's effective. Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Kent, Kent. Sitting born would maybe Maidstone or Canterbury.
Maidstone. Okay, this one's a bit fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
Maidstone.
Reverse cowgirl, Dave.
Yeah, do you know what? Is that
reverse cowgirl?
Paul Smith is missionary.
I didn't get to guess.
More like Pork's mouth.
Jobs and the such.
And where are you from, Tom? Wigan?
Wigan is a... Wigan's...
Let me guess.
Eating a pie out your...
reckon it's not... Legs over the
cream pie. Thing.
Wigan is reverse cowgirl too.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, we need to do reverse so you don't see that fucking mug.
Doggy style in Belfast.
My favourite one is I get the duvet and I roll myself up in it like a caterpillar.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he just spits on me.
I go in as Stephen and I come out as Petrolhead. and we don't have sex.
No, never.
Doggy style is second. Missionary with partner on bottom. Third, cowgirl. And coming in last, spooning.
Coming in last.
Spooning.
Coming in.
Nice. Awkward.
I mean, I've got more information, but you know, like kind of what
another great Tom Looney.
Yeah, what it kind of says about you.
Tom Spoony for this one.
Based on
you. What was your favourite area? Or your area's favourite?
Mine's the vagina.
The pubis.
Same.
Gluteus maximus.
Oh, I'll look at Stockport. Stockport, doggy style. Hey. Yeah, there we go. We got a doggy style.
Yeah.
I remember when a friend of mine from Norwich.
Norwich.
I was in. We're in St. Helens, and I was about 11, he was about 13. And there's this girl who walked by. She looked older, like an actual adult. And he went, oh, I don't like her face, probably do her from behind. And I thought, you are 13 years old, the most blatant virgin I know, and we're playing tennis. What are you doing?
And Norwich's favourite is overwhelmingly doggy style.
There we go.
I don't want to look at your dad.
Pretend you're someone else. Mum. It is.
Why'd you have to have the family crest on your ass?
That's fun.
Put it to the max, to the max. Put it to the max.
Hello, mate. It's me, Tony Tibbles.
Hi, Tony. Big T.
Tony Tibbles.
My mum and dad have been having a hard time with their marriage. And so I decided to set up a lemonade stand to help raise funds to send them on holiday.
That's nice. Being sweet.
The only issue is I am horribly allergic to lemons. It causes anal leakage.
That's not what you want.
And due to being around all these horrid yellow fruits, it's caused me to fill up more diapers than a man paid to fill diapers.
Great joke. Yeah. Good, lovely sense of humour.
What should I do? I still have 10 tons of the fuckers in my bedroom. Lemons, I assume. Plus, Ma and Pa are fuming because all their work money is being used to pay for diapers. Oh, hell. What do I do?
Great question.
It's a great question.
Do we act this out?
Yeah. There's only one way to do it.
So, was it Tony? Tony Tibble?
Tony Tibble, yeah.
And then we've got parents.
I'll be a lemon.
You'd be a lemon.
I'll be a lemon.
You are every podcast.
Hey!
Yeah, you can be Terry's sister.
Yeah.
We could have a customer, lemonade.
Yeah, customer. I'm a dad. Yeah.
I'll go Tony.
Okay. I'm a dad.
Yeah. Nice.
Fucking hell, man. You know, you work for 50 hours a week and you spend all your money on fucking nappies.
Too true, Janet, too true.
Hello, I'm a local businessman and...
Oh, what's going on out here?
I'd love to buy some lemonade from you farty, sir. Can I buy some lemonade?
Looks like a fucking bisto in that cup with all this shit around here.
Hey, Janet, this is a local businessman. Behave yourself.
I'm a local businessman and I'd love to buy some lemonade. Yes, please.
Fantastic, my first customer.
He says he's local, I don't recognise him. I know everyone in this village.
Should you be doing one of your 50 hours of work, Mum? You deaf bitch.
It's
more than 50. Stop saying cunt.
Who is this character, Janet?
I don't like him. I don't like the cut of his jib.
What are you doing? I'm also a therapist. If you need
you're a therapist. What do you mean, also?
Marriage advice.
He's a businessman. A thirsty businessman, might I add.
Serious dry mouth. I've just smoked a massive zoot and I've got the worst dry mouth of all time.
£10.
There you go. £10.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank God.
Put that in the Tenerife fund.
Straight on diapers.
No. He needs a bloody changing. Come here, son.
Clack, clack, clack.
Look at that tiny penis. Just like his father.
Oh, did you know?
Not in front of the local businessman, Janet.
He's paying me more money for it. He's loving this shit.
And therapist. This is the best lemonade I've ever had.
Thank you very much.
You must be allergic. because it only comes, lemonade's only good from allergic people.
You said you're local. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Basingstoke. But I'm a local business.
I got pegged there.
I'd love to buy your business.
Yeah, please.
Here's $100 million.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
Oh, you know, he is a local businessman. He's very local indeed.
I'm only just slightly drunk or off your face. I'll regret this, but I've taken it now.
Yeah.
Here you go, Dad. Find a new wife.
Deal's a deal.
No, please. Please.
Dad, I must do what the local businessman says.
She keeps cock-shaming us, Dad. We don't need this.
Do you want to buy
she's got a bigger dong than the pickles. She loads it over us.
Do you want to buy £50? That's in weight. Wise, not money wise, or filled diapers.
I'm a businessman. I drive a hard bargain. Here's the rest of my company.
I think
company.
He's going to say yes.
Yes, yeah. You've given me your company.
I've given you my shares in Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Janet, I want you back.
I'm going where the streets aren't paved with shit.
I'm bored of being rich.
Can't make me, Mum.
I've got to go. Me massive glit once more. And his tiny dick.
You'll never find a penis this small.
You will. I haven't got half of it.
There we have it.
Lovely. There we go, guys.
So just keep on. Yeah. I know it's difficult to keep on.
Oh, but,
yeah. Yeah, because yeah.
Lemon's of it.
It's gonna come together for you, you know, yes. And then
yeah.
You know, a local or not so local businessman.
But you're doing it for a beautiful reason.
Yeah.
Keeping your family together. It's the
final question.
Would you rather if you were made out of chocolate, would you rather melt to death or eat yourself?
You'd rather be eaten by someone else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not like a cheeky...
sexual element to it.
Not like a cheeky kid.
Yeah. No, like a...
He's menacing. Mm. Like a Bruce Bogtrot. Yeah.
Like no, not dribbling Bogtrot. Down you as well.
Do I feel like I'm melting?
You're in incredible pain.
Either way, you're in pain.
God.
Can you just like shoot yourself?
No, you're in a stranded on a desert. You're melting, or you're eating yourself.
Stranded on a desert mountain.
Well, I guess I probably would melt before I managed to eat myself. Yeah. So there's no point in
going through both.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I just
might
melt.
As well get some enjoyment out of it. I suppose,
realistically, all you could eat of yourself is your own.
Yeah.
Can you
break bits off?
Didn't you try and suck your cock?
You kind of lean forward, and as you melt, you might just kind of.
Imagine then, Charlie in the chocolate factory. Yeah. Right, get out of this room! Come on.
You said maybe you fall face forward into the.
Not you.
Dave,
not you.
It's not cool, man.
Not Max. I meant just the fat
Augustus
German
poop.
Kid.
Hey.
I just meant the fat German kid in general.
Do you know what? You could send that idea to Gymshark.
Yeah.
You cover yourself in chocolate and then try and eat yourself.
Oh, yeah. Before you melt.
Yeah. There you go. And it's just you.
Instead,
you get diabetes.
I go, I'll give you a help, Max. I just start licking your inner thigh.
That's a dream.
Maybe, yeah, send that one off to them.
This is me, Gymshark.
Yeah, we'll be wearing Gymshark clothes.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I won't. I'll probably have the band on, maybe.
Yeah. I think I'll be banned soon.
I've got another one. Would you rather be the size of the Eiffel Tower?
And at the end, I see a big vat of chocolate and they've not even put it on you yet.
Max! So those lemons, man.
He smeared himself in shit, guys. That's what we were getting at. I was licking it off. With the girls going, this is good. It's real good.
Got a great diet, mate.
New brand. Yeah. There you go.
Sorry.
Great comedy video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like projectile
bombing. Featuring Stephen Tribe.
Yeah, man.
So I'll tell you one of my sketch ideas I've got about like a threesome. But they're having a casual conversation.
Was it doing?
Threesome, yeah.
You just want to do that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You filming now?
It'd be me.
We got some wigs.
Yeah, why not?
Not that you need. You can't have a gay threesome.
No.
You, James Ormerod, and featuring Stephen Tryon.
don't like this.
You're the one in the middle.
You're wobbly H.
I'm not getting bummed by James Ormerod.
Nah, I'll do the bum.
I'm not a homophobe. James Ormerod.
Yeah.
Not being bummed by him.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's really, really low, though.
That is low, yeah. And he wouldn't let you forget it either.
Do you want to see my sketch? Ross did it.
Best be quick. I've got student beans later.
I've got so much work.
You're going to be full of beans by the end of this. Anyway, you've been watching the Stephen Tries podcast, series 2, episode 40. Wow. I'll be joined by David Rees.
Goodbye there.
Yeah, big time. Woo. Max Smith.
Big up yourself, player.
And Tom Looney. Yeah.
Looney.
You're welcome,
Tom.
Oh, shit.
Looney.
Accidental Hitler salute.
Stay safe, stay humble.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.